Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I heard the music that time. My good job.
See, everything is. Why is everything working? That is just way wrong.
It's, you know, new year, new, you know.
New setup. Proper setup. Everything's properly done. It's like the way it's supposed to be.
And it's like super early. It's like way earlier than we usually record.
I'll be to
like
bed.
It's a miracle.
At a reasonable hour.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. If it's too early.
Oh, no, it's,
no, no it, this is awesome. No, this is
great.
Positive.
We're all perky. That lovely voice you hear is our good friend Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hey.
Yeah, we're usually starting at like, we go, okay, we'll start at 9, and then we start at 9:30, and then next thing we know, it's 11 o'clock East Coast time, by the way.
And then we bullshit for half an hour afterwards.
And then I'm like, Jesus Christ, I gotta get up in 4 hours, what are we doing?
Oh, I know, because you guys usually start right where I'm about to start filming, so I can never make a live show.
Well, here you are, your own live show.
It also
is
helps
it episode 48? Is this episode 48?
Yes, this is 48, I believe.
We're gonna get to 50 before summer, I feel it!
Maybe. Don't get your hopes up.
I don't know. I'm away in April, so there's always that.
It took us till episode 48 to get it together.
I could call in from the road while I'm driving. We could do a show while I'm driving.
We could do a show while you're at Raleigh.
That would be interesting.
A show within a show.
A show within
very,
a show within
very
a show.
Meta.
I could broadcast live from Epcot Center or something.
Live from Epcot Center. Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here. No, wait, that's different.
Is that a dogfight going on in the back?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to apologize in advance because, as I've said before, I have a 4-month-old Amstaff and an 11-month-old Amstaff, and they like to play hard. So I'm trying to keep the dogfighting noises to a minimum in the background, but
Mikhailovic.
Yeah, no. Not at all. I can't play football at all.
No.
Mm-mm. This is the little one. I'm sorry. I'm going to mute myself and go yell at him.
All right. So anyway, I'm not in the document. I don't know what's going on. But the only thing I know that's going on is one of the three of us who were still on the call went to the Grammys, and it wasn't Rob or I. Just to narrow that down. Rob did not go to the Grammys. I did not go to the Grammys. And Michaela is dogfighting, so she didn't go to the
Grammys. I'm here. I can hear. Just a quick update, because it's very important information for you to have. The puppy was barking because he knocked over the garbage can in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Really important information. Okay, so yay, Grammys. Let's talk about that.
It's actually a longer event than I actually thought it was.
Really?
Yeah, I'm interested how it is live as opposed to...
Okay, there are actually 83 awards that they give out every year.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they don't show
and
a lot.
They only televise like about 20 of them.
Yeah, I think it was like, about 20 of them this year. They really cut back.
Okay, so how did you end up going to the Grammys? Start there.
I wrote an ad concept for the company called JBL, who does headphones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I literally did all this on Twitter. And they liked my idea, and they made it into a Vine, and the Vine got like 7 million views. So, awesome. Like, oh yeah, we're gonna let you go.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's sweet.
We should give out your Twitter. Because we might forget at the end.
Well, if you want to join the people that want follow me, it's JJSamuel90.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. Okay, so you. Oh, do you live in the area, or did you have to, like, go special to go to
Oh, they flew me out and everything. So the entire trip was included, so they flew me out, put me in an open hotel and everything. So I didn't pay for anything this weekend besides for the alcohol I drank.
Now, are you still in Atlanta area?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was for you and a friend kind of thing? Like,
Yeah, they flew me and my date out from, like, she came in from Austin, Texas, and I came from Atlanta, and we flew all the way there. We flew out Friday, and we flew back in Monday night.
Sweet.
Effectively.
And you were probably pretty pooped when you got home, because it seems like an event-filled weekend, right?
Oh, yeah, that after party was intense.
What was better, the awards?
Jessie J is amazing, so I can't even imagine what hearing her live is like.
I have, part of the video of seeing her live is that she was so drunk that she flashed the entire crowd. I have that on video.
Nice.
I was like, does this really happen right now?
Oh, man.
Wow, Grimes, they sound way better, like in person than they do, like, on television.
TV. The thing is, it started off, we got in there around, I came on the red carpet and got over there by 1:30, but the events, the preliminary award show starts at 12:30 and ends at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, and then you have the televised show at 5.
Okay.
So we started off, we actually knew who most of the winners were, unless you didn't go to the preliminary event. So it's one of those things that, because they all take their time to go and get ready and all that, and then make a big entrance on the red carpet, you don't know who's actually going to win unless you go there.
Oh, okay.
So if they actually came in a little earlier, they wouldn't know who's winning. Not that much of a big of a shock.
So they could just watch it, or they could just find out on Twitter before they even get there.
We're not allowed to tweet it. If we know who's winning. So we're not allowed to take pictures. We're allowed to take video if we don't promise not to post anything online too early.
Huh. How much of a time difference is there between a delay? Is there between?
Well,
during the televised part of the event.
About a 2 minute difference.
Maybe about 2 minutes. Okay.
So I noticed you guys are all talking about the Ed Sheeran and John Mayer performance after it ended for me.
Oh, after it was okay. Yeah, I thought that was
actually... Twitter. I'm like, first day it was like, oh my god, this is this. I'm like, oh, that happened right there. It just ended.
Oh, that's funny.
I thought that was one of the better performances, actually.
So did I. I actually have that on video the entire way through. I'm like, okay, I need to keep this one.
Yeah, I thought that was really good. And you said the Kanye one didn't play as well.
His performance looked it was entirely dark. There's one beam of light, and he's standing on top of it, so we cannot see anything else besides him, randomly walking into light.
Okay.
The entire stadium was dark, besides for the safety lights.
Yeah, so that was more set up for TV itself, mm-hmm. rather than.
It's one of those things where we could better as a music video concept than a
live event concept.
Live event concept.
Okay. That makes
sense. So while we're on the topic of the man, how aware of you, were you of what happened as it happened?
We all saw it happen, and we were all like, "What is this really going to happen right now?
Is this going on again?"
And then we all thought it was a joke, and then he comes off and says, no, it wasn't a joke.
Yeah, because it came off as, watching it on TV as well. It kind of came off as a joke because of the way he played it off, but then, obviously, afterwards, his comments... kind of change that.
Yeah,
I feel like they should just ban him completely from that and not allow him to steal anybody else's light like that. That's
the
awful.
Difference is, though, from what I've heard from at the after party, was he's actually given away some of his awards when he felt like he didn't deserve it, which is
but who's he
surprising.
To decide how Beck should feel, right? Who's he to tell Beck you're not enough of a musician because caterwauling Beyonce should have gotten it over you? I've decided. I'll tell you another thing.
King Kanye has decided.
If I was Jay-Z, I would not leave Kanye West alone in a room with my wife. He's got a thing for her. This is clear at this point, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, also, the thing is, it's funny. If you see the memes about the fact that she didn't even come to his wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, that was peculiar. I just hope they don't invite him again. You know, he keeps threatening that he's not going to come if they don't give the awards to who he thinks should get them. I think they should just invite him. Yeah, don't. Please don't.
There's a simple solution to that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's nice to see that a lot of celebrities came out and just kind of bitch slapped him a little bit on Twitter. So that was good. Paul Stanley from Kiss said that he's lucky that he wasn't getting the awards, that Beck should have kicked him in the nuts.
Paul Stanley.
Well, what are the chances Paul is winning the award?
I want to see Paul Stanley get in a fight with him. Like,
I want to see Paul Stanley if he's young enough or old enough to actually still lift his leg that high.
Oh, I think he's still in pretty decent shape. I got to give him that. And I definitely a Kiss fan growing up, and they're still fun, but, you know, come on.
They still rock, man. What are you talking about?
It is Paul Stanley.
Funny. Anyway, so you had some nice experiences that morning because you saw Pharrell at breakfast, you said.
Oh, he was hungover. It was like the night after I flew in, and he was hungover as hell. Like, he was like, literally in the I was sitting in the same hotel as him and Taylor Swift. So I literally saw him there, and he is like knocked over. His security guard, people are around him sitting around, and they're like, he's just trying to stay, like, keep his head up and eat right now. And it's like, I'm like, I want to go talk to you, but you seem like you're about half dead.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Well, maybe that contributed to his outfit choice.
Yeah, was he still wearing a bellhop?
Bellboy.
No, he was wearing a fedora when I saw him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's with him and his hats.
Yeah, he's big on the hats, that's for sure.
I like him. I'm a fan. From back in the day.
Too. Yes, NERD.
The NERD days, yeah. Woke up, I had the same clothes on I had on last night. Okay, now the puppy's eating my rug. Let me suggest to you. Not that one. Don't be rude. That's illegal in this country.
That's a whole different show.
Podcast. If you're going to get a dog, get a rescue. Don't get a puppy. They're sharp and they pee on things and they destroy your stuff.
Oh,
that's my PSA. Well,
we might get a lot more. Might get a lot more listeners.
We get different listeners, actually.
Yeah,
we definitely get different listeners.
Oh my god, I remember one of the very first podcasts that I ever started watching or listening to, because all they were about at that time was about sex, besides Jay and Jack. And this woman actually shaved her vagina on film.
What?
And posted it on their podcast.
Are you
it
sure you?
Whoa.
Are you sure you weren't just like on a cam, like watching?
No, I wasn't on a cam. I promise. No, I promise I was not.
No, you sure?
I don't know what that show would have been called at this point. I think it was just like a random, like, talking about sex kind of podcast. And then this one day, they put out this video where she just shaved her bush off on film. It was very weird.
Yeah, I'm still thinking that was some sex cam.
No, it really wasn't. It was a podcast I got off iTunes.
It was on
That's
iTunes?
That's how I found Jay and Jack.
Oh.
Wait.
No, I think I found Jay and Jack first.
Okay.
If you like...
I was going to say, you found Jay and Jack for a sex podcast?
That's an interesting search. Like. Yeah. If you like Lost, you may.
Like shaving vaginas.
Shaving vaginas. I wish I could find that, but it's probably long gone.
Yeah, I'm sure they took that down. That was before like podcasts were really all that popular.
Yeah, it may have been when they first put them up and nobody realized what the hell was on there.
Yeah, which is probably why a woman was agreeable to do that in the first place. Well, she figured nobody would see it.
There doesn't seem to be any shortage of people agreeable to do things.
No, that's true. But she didn't get any money for it, so...
I don't think that matters either.
Speaking of exhibitionists, let's get back to the music, people.
So what was the best live performance in person then?
Yeah.
What was it, the Ed Sheeran one?
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
He's so good.
There
what did you
one
think
that
of
was
all
like
the
borderline racist? Everyone's like, what are we watching?
Oh, what one was that? The
I'm trying to think. The one with the hometown, the country song one.
Oh.
Because yeah, everyone just like, instead of like being with, like everyone's just like standing stiff and everything. We're like, all right, what's going on right now?
It's country music. They're allowed to be racist.
Was that Brad Paisley? Is that who? No, that wasn't Brad Paisley performing that, right?
I don't think so.
It was some other guy. Yeah. Because Brad Paisley was actually.
There's this guy
racist.
I never heard of. So I'm like, okay.
That's weird. Yeah, how did he get on the stage in the first place?
It was a weird kind of like song. Like,
it's like something about hometown, something like that. Remember your hometown, something like that.
Yeah, kind of like harkening back to the good old days kind of thing, which is always a...
While showing pictures and video of like the civil rights movement and all that.
Yeah, it was strange. I agree.
I didn't get to see the whole thing because Dave's PVR started recording two things and I had to change the channel. But yeah. What did you think of the Gaga Bennett?
They're okay. I mean, she is a lot different than first time I met her, so it's cool.
Yeah. Do you think that shtick with the two of them is getting a bit old? Because they've been doing it for a while now.
I'm wondering how long it's going to last, or if he's going to die soon before that ends.
Yeah. I tweeted, Jane Fonda's face didn't enjoy the Gaga Bennett. I wonder how it will feel about the Riri McCartney. Not happy, I suspect. Because her face, when that was going on, at the end, they showed her face. She looked like she'd been sucking lemons. It was hilarious.
Did you look at Twitter after the, what's it called? Paul McCartney, Kanye, and Rihanna thing?
No.
There are kids that were like wondering, oh, who is this Paul McCartney guy that Kanye found?
Oh, Jesus.
Not again. That is so frustrating.
I'm like, wow, what just happened?
Well, I mean, I guess you can't blame kids for, like, I didn't want to listen to my parents' music when I was growing
up. Well, it would be their grandparents' music, don't forget.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but that's true. I feel like it's, like, the parents', like, you know, job to, like, educate their children about, you know, music and, like, the pioneers of music. And, you know, it just, I don't know.
Yeah, music's not as important to everyone as it is to us, though, Rob. Like, I know it's shocking when, like, to me, I'm always like, what do you mean you don't know all the words to everything always?
Well, I think there's just so much more access to so many more different things that it's easy for things to get lost now.
Yeah.
Even things that were popular at a specific time, you know.
It really tickles me when I see, like, my niece is 12. And she's learning to play electric guitar. Oh, sorry, she's 13. She'd yell at me. She's learning to play electric guitar, and she loves Metallica, and she loves... Awesome. She's really into death metal, actually, because her dad really is into death metal. But it's hilarious, you know, the stuff she's like, I wish all boys were like Kurt Cobain, sensitive. And some of one of her friends wrote, so you want all your boys' friends to be dead? I was like, yes! Like, they're seeing it, though, still, you know? Like, they know who Nirvana is. Yay! You know? And and Nirvana, as we've spoken to about before, is not a far jump from the Beatles to Nirvana style of music. So.
True, but to them, it's like Beatles are for us, it's Nirvana to them.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Nirvana.
But I mean, I listen to Etta James, so.
Yeah, well, that's true. There's plenty of really good classic stuff, you know.
Yeah. So... Yeah, well, I don't even know what my next question is. I have kind of a lot of them. How close to you were you to the stage? Like, could you kind of see everything going on, or they gave you good seats? Or
yeah, I was like their main stars and everything are on, like, so it's in the Staples Center. Okay. So they actually have they have all the seats there for the main star, and the stage is on the court, and then the stands are where they put it all for everybody else. And so I might get in the first row of the stands.
Oh, nice.
Okay, cool.
So I got to see it pretty close and everything, but it was like still one of those things where like I would have loved being on that court and I could see it there.
Yeah, being able to get down there to be, oh, that would be, yeah. That would be pretty
amazing.
Like
T Swift and her girls.
She didn't perform at all this year.
Yeah, no.
But she presented it twice, which is what everyone's like wondering what happened.
Yeah, it would have been considering the album she had. It's a bit surprising. Yeah. If she didn't.
Oh, also that. Considering the fact that they made her part of the exhibit they have in their museum too.
Weird.
It's like they knew that she wasn't going to win this year, so they like, okay, we're going to have you present twice, and we're also going to have an exhibit in our Grammy Museum just for you.
Yeah, we're going to make money off your bag, but we're not going to give you any awards. Thank you. Go away.
Thank you. Go away. Oh.
I don't understand how she's not winning, honestly. That was a great album. Or did it just come out this year? No, it's last year.
No, it was nominated.
No, it came out like the end of this year.
Yeah, it was nominated. So.
End of last year.
Hmm. Well, I don't know how she didn't win.
I think it came out like November.
Yeah, somewhere around then, yeah.
Wouldn't it have been funny if Kanye had gotten up and said, Taylor Swift should have got this award?
That would have been pretty awesome.
That would have been funny.
That would have been quite entertaining, actually.
I'm going to let you finish. Jeez.
Did anything? I'm trying to think if anything else happened during
the. It wasn't that memorable of a thing at this year, anyway.
Yeah, there did.
How about Annie Lennox? Annie Lennox was.
Oh,
amazing.
Annie Lennox with Sam Smith was amazing.
Yeah.
I missed that one. I was switching back and forth because the BAFTAs were on BBC America.
Yeah, I saw clips of that afterwards. Like, wish I'd seen that. Sometime, most like half of the show, like I'm like, okay, this, I really wish I can see this, but I can't.
Yeah.
You know, it was good. I kind of got caught up in that for a little bit, so I missed a few things. And Annie Lennox and Sam Smith was one of those things that I missed.
Sam Smith had a good year this year.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, he definitely cleaned up.
He had a couple of really strong songs out too.
Yeah, Alex Lopez's last acceptance speech of the night was thank you to the guy who broke my heart.
That was great. That was really good, yeah.
Perfect.
That was one of the better acceptance speeches I've seen, you know.
I was glad I got my respect for him back because I kind of lost it a little bit when he was introduced by Kim Kardashian and she was like, meet my friends. I was like, oh no, any friend of yours? No. Must be a less than quality human being. I'm not listening.
It's not as bad as being introduced by the Goopster and being called her friend. Her good friend.
Yeah, I guess that's about true. I've decided that I'm going to call Kim Kardashian a stupid plastic bobblehead from now on.
Accurate. Bobblehead.
Well, because if you see, she's just a boobs and a bobblehead at this point. She stands next to that buffoon she's married to, and he says really ridiculous, stupid things, and her head just goes, bounces up and down, and it just, I'm just like, please, somebody, make these people get off my television immediately. That's how they make me feel.
That's why I try to stay away from stuff.
I was watching the after interview with Chloe and three other E! Entertainment people. I'm a little aggravated about this, I'm just going to say. And he was telling them to take the E's off their microphone because stations need to be better than that. And one guy was pretty much like, no, I know who pays me, And Khloe Kardashian's like, you're right, Yeezus, or Yeezy, or Yeezus, whatever he's going, Jesus Christ, get on your knees to Kanye West right now. That's where he's heading, right? So it's not going to be Jesus Walks With Me. It's going to be Jesus Is Me. That's his next album. he was like, beauty matters, and people don't understand beauty matters, and that's why the Kardashians are famous, because they're beautiful. And I was like, so you just represent everybody now? Shut up. Stop talking. Nobody cares. I'm done now. Rant over.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of the Kardashians really quickly, and not speaking of them, Bruce Jenner, his mother. Did you see the quote from his mother, which was amazing?
No.
She's 88 years old. So you'd think, you know, what
narrow-minded old biddy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is she possibly thinking? And her quote was, I said I was proud of him and that I'll always love him, and I never thought I could be more proud of Bruce when he reached his goal in 1976. But I'm more proud of him now, and it takes a lot of courage to do what he's doing. And I was like, that is just, like, a good mother.
That's what you should hear when you tell your parents.
And this is a person who's 88 years old, who's been around a long time, obviously, and who you'd think would be rigid or whatever, you know, stuck in the past. And just to be that supportive was that was one of the good things I saw this week. And then, of course, he got in the accident later in the week.
That was sad. Poor guy. I hope it is what it's being represented as and not more shenanigans.
No, it doesn't seem like there. It just seems like an accident that was, you know.
I apparently have a puppy to smack. Let's see what he's knocked over this time.
Smack?
I'll be back.
Wow, Mikaela Vick.
Wow,
comes out.
It is now. Mikaela Vick.
Mikaela Vick real. Breaks free. Jesus. Woo. I'm sorry.
There's something very upsetting in the bathroom. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I just closed the door.
Oh, man. So, Jason, what have you been filming recently, anyway?
Right now, I'm working as a PA for CW.
Oh, cool.
So, as right now, all my shows I work on are just whatever they're filming. So, right now, tonight, actually, I'm going into Vampire Diaries. But
sweet.
Last night was the originals.
Oh, yeah.
Also sweet.
Yeah, but they both shoot here. Like, they're literally one. The building next door is to each. So I'm like, okay. I just drive in, see which show I'm working on that day, and then go into that.
Go into that building.
That must be so fun. Are you doing any extra work now, or you're just focused on that?
I'm just behind the camera most of the time now.
Nice.
I like that better. It pays better, and I don't have to deal with a bunch of like crazy people.
Those are all positives.
Like, I got to deal with like some of the, they're like crazy, like sometimes the cast can be very interesting. And then sometimes they share, and I'm happy about that. Like, there's a guy who just shares all his weed, so I'm like, okay, I'll take that.
Those are the best kinds of friends to have. I know nothing about this weed with which you speak.
Oh, yeah.
Mikhail, you watch the show, right?
I do, both of them.
So, you know Matt on Vampire Diaries?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He has, like, more than a pound in his trailer at the moment.
Oh.
I'm like, how did you get a pound into your trailer in Georgia? You're not allowed to have any at all.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sure the authorities will be knocking on his door any minute, Jason.
Yeah.
He's a cutie, but I'm not surprised. He's a stoner. I don't know many people these days that aren't.
Is he the one who's somebody's grandson or something?
He's the only one that's still human.
Is he Steve McQueen's grandson? Is that who he
no.
is?
Okay. Steve McQueen's grandson's leaving.
Oh, he's the one who's going to art school, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I always, Renee watches it and I see like blips of it here and there. Art school.
Hang on. Yeah, the things I know of that kid.
Oh, right.
It's kind of weird.
We should have a nonsense cast and not censor ourselves.
No, I would have. If I were to tell you this, I would have to tell you off air.
Okay.
Because it's something that I'd be liable to if I told someone else.
We don't want you getting in trouble. I like my job.
Yes, I can only imagine growing up in that with that kind of name. The stuff that you could get into.
I mean, after him, I think he's named after his grandfather too. So he's gonna was milking that when he entered, like. Interviews for all his stuff or auditions for everything.
Yeah, you may as well use it, right?
Well, there's lots of people that don't, you know, there's not.
Yeah, there definitely is.
Yeah.
You know who, what's his name? Goldie Hawn's son, he used a different name. I forget his name. He was on Dawson's Creek or something like that on one of those shows. I don't know.
I didn't watch Dawson's Creek, which is weird because I'm a girl. I was probably watching something. Way cooler, with more violent.
Oh, wow,
that had the craziest finale episode ever.
Hmm, how come?
Because they
don't spoil it. There might be an intro cast.
Spoiler alert! They killed.
Oh my god!
The final episode was the death of a main character.
Oh yeah.
Well,
I remember that.
Yeah.
So unhappy.
But it was. I thought it was so cool though because it was so different. I
guess didn't they also introduce her in the pilot? Like she had just moved in.
Yeah, and then the final episode she dies. Yeah, yeah, she was like
balls.
Weird.
I mean, it made sense though in a story, like a plot, story plot, because you start off with her, they're gonna end with her.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she was honestly the best actress on the show, actress on the show. I mean. It is.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
So not Katie Holmes.
Yeah, spoiler alert. It was Michelle Williams.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Do you know who I see? Jack from Dawson's Creek was in that Stalker show, that show Stalker that's really terrible on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all gray-haired now. I was like, holy shit. It's like, that's so weird.
Makes you feel a little old, huh?
Yeah, he was all salt and peppered. I was like, damn. It's like, that's crazy. But it has been a while since Pacey fixed up the boat and him and Joey went out to sea for a while.
See, that's why things like Uma Thurman's face happen. Because people get old and they don't want to.
Oh, I wish people would stop with the crazy plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Wait, Uma Thurman got surgery?
Oh, look up Uma Thurman's face.
I saw there was something about her face.
If you can recognize that it's Uma Thurman, you win a prize. She did a Renee Zellweger on her face.
Renee Zellweger.
Oh, what did she do?
See? Not pretty, right?
She looks terrible.
Hopefully that's just still surgical puff. Like, I hope.
She was so pretty.
I know. She really was.
Now she looks deformed.
Mm-hmm. You can see side-by-side pictures, and it's because I couldn't even recognize her as Uma Thurman. So I was like, let me see some side-by-side. Okay, I have to find this Better Call Saul podcast, because apparently there's one.
Oh, the official one.
The official one.
There's an official one?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm going to get it right now.
Because I like the
It was from it's the same. I think Michelle, what's her name's doing it again.
The same as
running
it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really weird because they already have episode. Oh, and is this a video podcast? Oh no, that's a TV episode. Let's buy it. Never mind. Better Call Saul podcast, please. Yeah, I'm excited for that. Yay! How do I know which one's official?
I think it's the Insider podcast. Is that the
Insider?
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't mind me while I subscribe to podcasts while we do the show. I'm just gonna do that.
I need to do like I don't. You know what? I haven't listened to like any podcasts in the longest time, just because I haven't had the time. But like, I like listen to stuff on the subway now, so it's
awesome.
I need to start. I don't know. I've been listening to audiobooks and stuff, but if there are like any really really good podcasts, I might have to.
Well, while we're talking about the podcast, what about Serial?
Well, now, Serial, obviously.
There's
Serial
news.
Is there?
Yeah, he's getting a new trial.
No, I think he's being allowed to appeal or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they talked about that to begin with when they are ending it, like he's still in the process of appeal.
Yeah, I knew there was something happening, but.
Something I guess it's allowed to go forward or something like that now.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically what happened. Oliver Hudson, correct, Matt.
Yeah, and Kate Hudson is her.
That's right.
Is his sister too?
Yes. He does use that last name. That is it, Oliver Hudson.
I thought they moved here because one of their sons was playing a lot of hockey, and so they'd moved here to BC. Because I know they had a place here for a long time.
Oh yeah.
So I wonder if it's the same kid and he went into acting after the fact.
He might have. He plays poker now, I'm pretty sure. I haven't seen him. Professional. Yeah. Or he at least plays in the World Series.
He's washed up now. He just plays poker.
Well, I don't think he needs the money. I mean, you know, let's be real. Goldie Hawn, I assume, isn't doing poorly.
Well, maybe she's not going to give her money to him.
Who knows? Maybe.
Do they say about what's his face on CNN with the gray hair? Gil, the handsome looking guy, did the mole. I don't want to say he's gay, but he is. It's not my fault.
Anderson Cooper?
There you go. Thank you very much.
Why don't you want to say he's gay? He's not in the closet anymore, actually.
He's not in the closet. But that's not how you should define a person, whether they're by their sexuality. His mom is like Gloria Vanderbilt or something like that, and she's not giving him the money.
Well, she's dead.
No, shut up.
Have you ever seen like his side by sides? Like they say that he's a vampire.
I've heard that about a lot
of people.
Because
he hasn't aged at all.
It's true. It's been a long time since the mole, and he pretty much looks the same. You are absolutely correct.
Was his hair always the same color? Like it hasn't changed, right?
No, yeah, it's been like the same color the entire time, like for a good 15 years.
It's been a long time. It's been that color.
Maybe Jason just spends too much time around vampires. What do you think?
I do.
He's starting to suspect everybody.
I spend from July to April with them, so yeah, I do.
Okay, so the girl who plays Haley, what is she like?
She's actually pretty nice. Like, she started off because she came from nothing to now being recognized, so she's like all happy about it. So she's actually
because she was in that original Circle, or the Circle it was called. They filmed it here. And I really didn't like her because she played such a bitch and you weren't meant to, right? So when I saw her on this show, I was like, okay. But I really think she's cool.
Oh, you're talking about Secret Circle, right?
Yeah.
That was on for a short period, yeah.
It was good, though. I wish they kept doing it.
That was one of those things I'm like, she actually is really nice compared to what happens to her character. But most people are. Besides for, I think, Paul Wesley, who plays Stefan.
Oh, is he a dick?
Yeah, he's pretty much a dick.
Oh, that makes me sad. Because he seems like he'd be the nice one.
No, Ian's the nice one.
Ian seems like a pretentious dick. See?
No, he's like super nice hippie-ish who's trying to save the world.
Yeah, I had to unfollow him on Twitter for that.
It's all he wants to do is save the world. Like, he started his own like foundation, trying to go all green.
Yeah, that's about when I unfollowed him on Twitter. I'm a farmer, but I was like, dude, shut up. Who cares? Global warming, it's a myth.
Like, pretty much all he does, like, when he's not working, is doing talking about that. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. Or asking if I have cinnamon Altoids to give him.
No. Is that his thing?
Yeah, he has a thing for cinnamon Altoids, and I always have Altoids on me, so he's always asking if I have cinnamon ones.
Okay, which so I what's never the do. Relationship between him and what's her Elena face? Because they were going out, and now they're not. And they still have to do these kissy-kissy scenes, so it must be awkward.
I think it was awkward at first, but not... Because they broke up, and they still had to do those. So
right.
Which, then they had the whole death scene and her forgetting stuff. I think gave enough time. But they're actors, so they deal with it.
Yeah, that's your job. Take off your clothes with your ex. Have fun. Oh, that'd be so weird.
It's one of those things where that's why they say you shouldn't date people you work with on a TV show. Like, you can do it in a movie, but not on a TV show.
Well, yeah, if you want your character to stay alive. Depending on who has more pull. Anyway, well, I think I like them both. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, he got paid more though when he started off than she did.
Because she came from Lost and she came from nowhere.
Well, like her first season, she got paid $200,000 an episode. While he was making about $1 million something.
Oh. That was really smart of her to start dating him at that point, and then she could get her bankroll up, and then she didn't need him anymore. Smart girl. No, that's not right. No. We're not supposed to do that. Damn. Date for money. Oh, wait, that's called prostitution.
Yeah. And it's like all the guys just stop talking.
Hooker! I like both shows because they both move so quickly and they've always got storylines going on and I like them. It's fun. Ooh, I have one more question. On the originals, is the girl who plays Rebecca coming back? Oh, that's a spoiler. Maybe you're not allowed.
I have not seen her yet, but I will let you know in a DM. Okay.
Because don't you think it's a little bit weird that all of a sudden she's just, oh, well, your character's still in the show. You, however, are not. So I wonder if they're going to find a way to get
her. She's doing some other stuff at the time, so I think this is a perfect way for them to have the character still in there while she's working other stuff.
Well, as long as they find a way for her to get back in her own body.
They do have a way.
Okay. I'm trusting you.
Oh, there's a plaque. On Vampire's Diary, on whatever, Vampire Diary / Originals, there's always a way to get back in your body.
Yeah, there's always a way for people not to die.
There's a ring. There's something. There's always
some lost... Lost old witch who doesn't want us to come out and then has to for a deal.
Yeah, there's another older original or vampire.
There's some long lost sister that they thought died that's coming back.
Yeah, I really am enjoying the Kai storyline. He is so creepy and awful, but he's working on it.
He's also the nicest guy in the world. Like his, which is the funniest thing. Like he acts so evil, but he's super nice. Like, he actually meets, like, all the other people, like, the extras and stuff. He'll talk to them and all that stuff.
Oh, is he the guy who
try to hang out with them.
He's the guy who has empathy now or something?
Yeah, okay. Who just has empathy, who just started having it.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it, though.
I just happened to see the last episode. That's how I know everything. That was good timing on my part.
Good timing, yeah. Well, there you go. Well... When we're already in TV, should we do movies after TV?
We can just hop into movies. We'll hop back and forth.
We're
flexible. Scattered. Flexible.
You know what happens when that happens?
What?
Did we talk about Marco Polo yet?
No, I haven't seen it. Oh, yeah. That was last time. Yeah.
Let's not go back there again. Oh, I say that we should start with that because Rob seems pretty excited about it.
What's that?
Why don't you go first, Rob?
I've seen this online, but I haven't got time to read the post. What's this? Like, is it official?
So Marvel and Sony have worked out a deal, and and apparently there's no money involved. But basically, the Marvel Cinematic Universe is allowed to have Spider-Man in their movies. Sony is allowed to have Marvel Universe characters in their movies. Also, Kevin Feige is also co-producing the next Spider-Man movie. So, essentially, while Sony still owns Spider-Man, Marvel has their hands in the next Spider-Man movie, which is excellent news.
Better news than everything else.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I feel like it's more like them trying to save face after the whole hack.
I think that, yeah, I mean, they haven't been doing... They need some good news, honestly, they did. And they, you know, they knew that they weren't really... They needed Marvel's, you know, expertise to make a really, you know, great movie. You know, and I think they just realized, you know, we can help each other out.
Yeah, it's definitely mutually beneficial.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah.
They're still going to get the money they get from product placement in their movies.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much why they've been making these. Like, if you watch The Amazing Spider-Man, everything uses a Sony product.
Yeah, yeah, which is... I think I know it's owned by Sony, but come on. You know, like, come on.
If you have that advertising camera, space... Everything.
Yeah, if you have that advertising space, why give it to somebody else?
Yeah.
Right? Unless they pay you a lot.
There's no word if Andrew Garfield's going to remain, but it seems like it might be a whole... reboot, which is kind of shitty because it's only
there might be a really good storyline if they do the Miles Morales storyline from the Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, I mean, they won't. They already said they've actually mentioned Peter Parker already, so maybe down the
reboots. We all know the story.
I know. Well, here's the thing. Even if they do reboot it, I think they are smart enough to know not that, like, don't do an origin story. You don't need to do that. We've seen it twice already. Mm-hmm. You know, I just hope they should just keep him. Honestly, it doesn't matter. Like, they only did two movies. Like, they could keep it going just fine, but maybe they just feel like they just need to start. I don't know, but either way, Marvel has their hands in it. I have no doubt that it's going to be really good, you know, now. Mm-hmm. So and the rumor is that Spider-Man's going to show up in Civil War. Mm-hmm. So and I wouldn't be surprised if they threw in...
Well, some that's a good idea since he's greatly entwined the story plot, exactly. The plot of it.
Yeah, yeah. So that would be fantastic. I mean, I think in maybe even in Avengers 2 or something, they'll give some kind of hint. Like, just even if you see, like, I don't know, just some hint of Spider-Man they might throw in. I think that would be an awesome treat. But it's super exciting. I love it. The only bad thing is that they are pushing back Thor 3 and everything after that back a bit because the next Spider-Man movie is taking Thor 3's date. So the one negative is that some of the movies are getting pushed back a bit. But overall, amazing news.
Yeah, I think it definitely is a positive for, you know, the whole thing, because it'll tie everything together better. And you're still going to get the standalone Spider-Man movies, which,
right,
even though the last one didn't do well, is, you know, in general, they're it's a pretty big franchise.
Yeah, it deserves more. I mean, he's such a big character, he deserves to be, and he's in that world, you know, he's can be part of the Avengers and part of other things, and he should be a part of that world. So
yeah,
it's a win-win-win.
Yep. Yeah, you would hope it would help out. I don't know. There's got to be a tipping point at some point here. There's just so many movies now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Fantastic Four can go fuck itself, because I really, it honestly looks terrible.
This is very pretentious of a movie right now, the trailer.
Yeah, but they're hiding, like, all the bullshit about it. Like, they're playing it very safe, and it looks all normal, but, like, you know, it's just the fact that they screwed with Dr. Doom, and he's, you know, just some computer hacker. It's like...
Oh, really?
He's like one of the coolest characters. And you're... he's a computer hacker. Bad. He's not from Latveria or anything, like... It's got bad written all over it. I'll go see Avengers 2 again when that comes out. just not interested.
Not interested in seeing
it. Like, I'm not a crazy about Fantastic Four anyway. Like, I love Doctor Doom, but like they messed them up already. Like, it's already gonna be stupid. So
now you saw a quality film.
Speaking of films that I have no interest in.
Speaking of films that got moved 12 times and pushed back, and
I don't know what convinced me to go see this movie.
But is that exactly what the trailer says? Because I thought I knew the idea from the trailer.
Oh yeah, pretty much. But although I watched the movie for 2 hours and I still have no idea what happened. It's just like, I don't know if it was the editing. It's the combination of the editing and storytelling. Like, it just was not a well-told story.
Something just didn't work.
People were like, they were like flying through everything, talking about things and people, and without like properly introducing anyone. It feels like there was like 30 minutes of the movie that was just cut out where they actually explained everything.
No.
It was just, it was, I mean, it looked really good. Like, it looked,
did it look,
the
it
effects
did look
are, good. Are fantastic. It's definitely pleasing to the eyeballs, but, and then Channing Tatum was like, he's like part,
he's
wolf.
Like a wolf or something.
He's
right?
Like part albino, part wolf, but then he has like wings at the end. Like, I just, what is going on?
This just sounds messed up.
If you can't dazzle them with brilliance, baffle them with bullshit.
It's a, just a giant visual clusterfuck, is what it is.
Yeah. That's too bad. Well, I'll be sure and not see that in the theater, which I wouldn't anyway.
Yeah, don't.
I save theater visits for things like Paddington Bear.
Oh, did you see that?
I did. How it was quite good, actually. I laughed out loud.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed it. But I've known the Paddington character since I was very young.
Forever, yeah.
For instance, forever. And we took my niece Alice, who is 4, and it was the first movie she'd ever seen in a theater. So that was kind of fun. Those kid movies are scary, though, because you're watching them. And all of a sudden, they all get bored at the same time. This wave just rolls through the theater. You're like, they all hit run!
They all hit the wall right then.
Give them more popcorn. I would go and see it if I were you, because it was funny and sweet and cute.
Mm-hmm. We went and took Connor to, and you were going to go see this, we went and saw Into the Woods. Mm-hmm. Which we enjoyed.
It was really good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. Renee thought it was about 20 minutes too long, but enjoyed it overall, just that thought it went a little too long.
See, the only thing I hated about it was they took away the character of the narrator and they replaced it with the baker at the end.
Oh, okay. Is that, yeah.
From the original
play. That's
what
they changed up, okay.
Because the narrator is actually really funny and it's like one of the best parts of the whole play. And they just made him into the baker.
Yeah, they just used him reading the story as opposed
to... Or just saying it to his kid.
Yeah, yeah, reading it, telling the kid down the road. I really enjoyed it. I thought everybody was really good in it. When the two princes are on the waterfall and their sing-off battle was fantastic and hilarious. And who else was in it? The only part I didn't love was the Johnny Depp part, but...
Oh, there's a wolf?
Yeah. I think I'm just worn out on Johnny Depp, maybe. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, probably.
Had enough zany Johnny Depp for the rest of my life.
Yeah. What is he going to do at this point? Because he's done enough really horrible movies. And
you're doing another Pirates movie.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yep, Pirates. Oh, another shit. Pirates.
I'm like, how is this still going?
I,
but at the same time, I worked on a Taken 3, so I can't complain or say anything.
You know what, Pirates?
Quickly!
Pirates makes a lot of money worldwide, Pirates.
Yeah.
As opposed to...
Well, so is Taken. That's the only reason I worked on that. I'm like, okay, I'll take this. It pays really well.
Money is good.
That's it.
Yeah, I spent last summer doing that, and I'm like, that was the stupidest movie I've ever worked on, but I made so much money doing it.
Good enough.
In the end, that's what matters.
I think Stephanie's going to be proud of me because why? I watched a movie called The Intouchables, and it was in French and it had English subtitles, and I read them all, followed along. There was no violence. It was a very touching movie. It was about a man who's a quadriplegic, and he needs to hire somebody to help him take care of himself after he has this accident. And he hires this young man from the projects who was only really there to get his like unemployment insurance thing signed to prove he's been looking for a job. But the guy ends up hiring him and they become like best friends for life. Mm. And he gets him high and he does stuff with him that nobody else would have done with him. And it was really a sweet movie. You should check it out. The Intouchables. It was made 2011.
The Intouchables.
Mm. The Intouchables. Yeah. No bombs went off.
No, nothing blew up.
Nothing blew up. So I hope that Steph is proud of me.
I didn't think you saw movies where nothing blew up.
Well, occasionally. And Paddington Bear things blew up even.
I did it? Really?
The bathtub blew up.
Oh, my God.
Very cute.
I never got the whole Paddington thing. I don't know.
Well, he's just a lost bear. Paddington is a throw-off from... In World War II, when London was being bombed, they would put kids on the train with name tags on them, pretty much saying, please take care of this child, and hopefully generally send them to relatives. But it was the same type of idea with, like, they put their name and everything on them around their neck so that people would be able to identify them when they got to the other end where it was safer out in the country where they weren't getting bombed. So I think that's kind of where Paddington comes from. He's the same kind of idea. He's a bear that's been left at the train station with a note that says, please take care of this bear.
It just seemed like an odd reboot, you know what I mean?
But it's so sweet. Like, it's really, really well done, too. Nicole Kidman's really good in it. She plays an evil lady.
Oh, is she in it?
Mm-hmm. And all your Harry Potter characters are in there. And the guy who plays the father in Donnington Abbey plays the lead in this. So it was really sweet. Check it out. There was explosions. Bathtub explosions. Paddington is a very bad bear. Anyway, that's enough.
I'm shocked at how good reviews that got. Like, I didn't expect all the good reviews. I don't know. I thought he looks creepy. Like,
my dad and I like literally were like laughing out loud. It was so funny. Like, looking at each other just laughing. Kind of surprised. But cute. Sweet.
Cool.
Okay, go, Jay.
So I saw this movie recently called About Time.
I have
seen it. It's a British film. You know the guy who plays, I think it's Bill Weasley in Harry Potter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one gets attacked by the werewolf?
Yep.
Okay, so he plays the main character, and he's with like a bunch, like it's like pretty much a full British cast, and then Rachel McAdams, which makes no sense to me.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. Yeah, it was such a weird, casting.
Yeah, but it's like this great time travel movie, which like I like the idea principle behind it of you have to, but it's like a one of those feel good movies that makes you want rethink your life, like all those times you like want to change things about your life, and like it goes back and makes sure you learn not to or why to. Because he's just like, oh yeah, you're 20. So basically, the plot is like his family. Has like every male member of his family has the ability to travel through time, and so the parents don't tell the kid, like the sons don't tell their dad, their son or their fathers don't tell their sons until they're 21. So they don't totally ruin it, and so you guess you go through the facts of him like changing life and then like learning little different side effects of what happens. And, like, the whole little butterfly effect about what happens when he changes it. And only small little changes.
So yeah, I don't know if I saw this whole movie. I usually don't. So let's assume not. But I do remember good chunks of this movie. And, it was very interesting casting, like you say. But it was sweet. It was a sweet movie.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I felt like it was one of the feel-good time travel movies that we have.
Yeah.
So
which you don't see much of because mostly it's like, you know, sci-fi or like action. Yeah. I think it might be the only, you know, like time travel. Like,
no, field. What's that? What's
no,
that
one?
The three of the guys that are at the pub and they will go to the bat. One of them goes to the bathroom. I remember talking about this movie. Do you remember this? I don't remember what it was called. It was like the pub at Land's End, or not the pub at the end. That was that other weird, stupid, let's get drunk and go to different pubs movie.
You talking about the World's End?
That's the one with the pub in it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a time travel movie with a very similar name. Oh. I talked about it on a show. I can't remember what the hell it was called. Oh my God. I can't remember. I'm sorry. But it was a, like, one of the guys goes to the bathroom and then he comes out and everything's changed. So it's the same kind of thing. Very good. I'll see if I can remember it before the end of the movie. Thank you. Why do I close IMDb?
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
That was not a very good joke.
Which one?
I was waiting for a punchline.
Oh, you know what I watched? Well, kind of almost watched all of. Was it Edge of Tomorrow?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, no,
it wasn't bad.
It was pretty solid, actually.
I think I fell asleep before the end, not because it was terrible, but because it was late. It was way different than I thought it was going to be from, like, trailers and stuff like that. I didn't expect, like, the whole Groundhog Day aspect to it. That, you know, basically it was Groundhog Day at war.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds lovely.
But it was pretty good. It wasn't bad. Tom was pretty good in it. I was surprised.
Yeah.
Frequently asked questions about time travel, which has nothing to do with the bar at the end. Thank you very much. Brain. There you go.
The bar at the end, is that what it is?
I don't know. It's called Frequently Asked Questions About Time Travel.
Oh.
nothing to do with the bar at the end. I'm an idiot. But we knew that already.
Was the bar?
Nothing to see here.
The bar at the end. I don't even know what the hell that was.
That thing at Land's End. It's got, God, I can't remember anybody's name anymore. I've got brain problems. He's in Star Trek. He likes to do things.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
Frost.
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. The Land's End thing where they go from pub to pub to pub.
Yep.
Yeah. Stupid movie. Don't watch that one. Watch Frequently Asked Questions About Time Travel instead. Okay. TV? Anyone?
TV?
I am way behind.
Is anybody besides Rob and I watching Agent Carter?
I am not. Oh, there you go. All three of you people are watching.
Yeah.
I haven't seen last night's episode.
Yeah, me neither. But I've been enjoying it so far. It's been fun. Especially the Howling Commandos episode. Like,
That was fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Where they finally got to see who she really is and show her a little bit of respect.
Yeah.
And
the
little
problem
girls?
I hate about that was only one character saw. Technically, that came back. Yeah, I mean, the only character that I saw her, how she really was the one, the Chad Michael Murray plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because no one else went up on the trip. Like, the three people that went, I think it was, like, only him that came back.
Yeah.
So now that he respects her, but that's about it now.
Well, especially now she's been busted. She's going to need a friend in her corner.
Oh, yeah, that dude knows.
Will he say, though? He might become her partner in crime because they're both equally disrespected.
That's true, because he's like a cripple. So
Injured in the war, and that's what you come back to.
Yeah.
Nice. I love her. I think she's super kick-ass, and I love this creepy room, this creepy lady that lives next door thing with the girls and the handcuffs. And the, oh, my God!
Yeah, well, the cool thing with that is that's apparently, like, the Black Widow. Yeah, which is really neat. So, like, all these... You know, girls are trained to be like kick-ass killers.
Weird.
Which
creepy.
Is, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see how that plays out. Like, when she came out of her room at the end of the hallway, she just like snapped that guy's neck. I was like, okay, I need to see more of what's going on here. And I love the fact that they live in this house where women are not allowed to bring men up, but there's always men wandering around.
Yeah, it's funny. And you know, I haven't watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. lately, but you know, comparing it to the early, you know, days of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like, this feels already more Marvel because it's like they're talking about Captain America and Steve Rogers, they're, you know, Howard Stark is in the show. Like, it just feels more grounded in the Marvel universe and
They seem to be picking up a lot more of the second level characters.
Yeah,
but I love how they're putting Captain America into the series. I mean, obviously you knew they were going to, but I love the way they're doing it.
Like showing photos of him and I mean
having the
his blood. Yeah. Wonder what's gonna happen with that.
Yeah, so it's been good so far, I gotta say.
Yeah, I'm happy for this one, very much so. Mm. Anything else about that?
Did you guys see the trailer for Daredevil?
No, not yet.
No, I have not yet.
Yes, and I can't wait.
Yeah, I think it looks pretty cool. Can't wait for that.
When is that? Like April or something? Is that when they're releasing it?
Yeah.
Is it movie or TV?
It's a Netflix series.
Yep.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we know a couple of listeners who'll be very happy about there. Claire, I'm looking at you.
They're doing a podcast about it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Better Call Saul. Anybody?
Yeah.
So how was it? I haven't had a chance to watch.
It was so good.
Yeah,
it was
so awesome. Good.
Oh, that's good.
Like
seeing those long shots again, love it.
I will say, like, it feels like Breaking Bad. Like, it's shot the same way, which is a good thing. It feels like if Breaking Bad had an episode that was just focused on Saul, like, that's what it feels
that's
like.
What it feels, except oh, that's good.
Every episode is about Saul. Yeah. So it's got the same kind of vibe. Like, it has a really good mix of, you know, like, it's not like a straight comedy. Like, it gets very intense at sometimes.
That's what I was worried about, like when they first talked about it being a comedy.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it sounds like it's more balanced.
It is very balanced, and like the first episode has a great cameo at the end, and like you'll probably never guess who it is, but like once you see him, once you see the person, it's just like holy shit. Yeah,
there's lots of those though, and how they are playing those characters in. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, well, you know, we know Mike is in there, and like is a cameo. Like it's,
I love the relationship between him and Mike. The way it starts,
yeah.
I'm a fan of that.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah. What do you? So you liked it?
Sarah? I really liked it. Yeah, we watched it last night, and we got 2 hours of it, which was really cool.
Yeah.
I loved the cinematography of Breaking Bad, and cinematography's come along with this show. It's so nice to see it again.
I love the shots that they get. They're just such creative, like great shots. Like it's so good.
Yeah, I'm so happy there's a podcast.
Yeah, I gotta get that. And Bob Odenkirk he really shows his like range in the show more than he was able to. Like he's a really good actor.
Yeah, because in Breaking Bad, I mean, he was... you got some of Saul, but you don't get, I guess, the full in-depth character that you're going to get here.
Yeah. He's not even Saul yet.
Oh, no. Oh, because you're... So it's not him, like, telling the story of his past? It's kind of...
No, he's not telling it, no.
You get to see it play out.
You're seeing
it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like, it starts... Like, this doesn't really spoil anything, but, like, it actually starts... after the events of Breaking Bad, and kind of just shows a little bit of his life then,
and then it
just cuts back to before.
Oh, like, okay, so that's how they're doing it. Okay,
yeah, and that's even how they would start each season of Breaking Bad, if you remember.
Yeah, they'll do time jumps. And stuff.
They'd show how it was going to end.
Yeah. So done really well. Like it's not like him like saying like, "Oh, this is me. This is what I did." Blah blah blah. Like there's no voiceovers.
No.
Which is good. No. I think is a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. That would be kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I love his office. His office is perfect, Saul.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're doing a really good job.
They really nailed it, I think.
Yeah. Jason, did you say you are watching? You've seen this?
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
I've had time to. I haven't downloaded it. I just haven't gone to watch it yet.
Oh, sorry. We weren't all at the Oscars.
or the Grammys. One or the other.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it live, but I have the pilot on my phone right now.
I would watch it on TV, not on phone. That'd be my suggestion. Because you're going to miss all that beautiful cinematography they always do.
That is true, but most of the time I have like free time is on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays with filming.
I watch TV in my car at lunch sometimes. Walking Dead's back.
Yes, it is.
Not really a hugely action-packed episode.
No, but very.
I'm still finishing last season, so I'll hop out here.
You can spoil it for me.
I mean, I'm not gonna. I don't even need to spoil it.
Oh, you know what? You can spoil it. I don't even. I kind of know what happens, anyways.
I'm not gonna spoil it even, but like, it was very impactful already. Like, it's already back into it. It's certainly not a happy show by any means.
The editing was really odd in this episode, though. Did you find that? Like, for a while, I had no idea, kind of in the beginning, what the hell was going on.
Yeah, I mean, at first, but then it kind of, then you're like, oh, okay. You know,
are they still doing the jumping around in time thing each week?
That's what this was. It was, but it was oddly done.
A little. Like it wasn't. It was mostly in the same. Yeah, I know what you mean because it was like it starts off like kind of, and you don't really know where they are.
Yeah.
At first, so it's a little kind of just like okay, they're doing this, and then you kind of figure out what's going on later on as it goes on. It's a good episode. It's a good one to come back to. Like, they really, I kind of think, like, they realize that, like, kind of stuff needs to happen every episode.
Yeah, we just watched the Abraham episode, and we're halfway through the Carol Darrell episode.
Yeah.
So we have a couple more to catch up. We'll be caught up by next week. But
and man, for whoever reads the comics. You can, like, there's no way you can miss all these foreshadowings.
Oh, yeah.
With a certain baseball bat barbed wire that keeps showing up.
Are they already getting to that? It seems so quick.
I don't know when they're. I mean, it seems pretty obvious. Like, eventually they're going to get to it. But
I just hope they do a lot better job than they did with the governor.
I think I mean, I think they're going to they're not going to stretch it out as long as the comics did, I don't think.
Yeah, that went on forever. I don't even know. I kind of fell off halfway through that story because it just never ended.
Yeah.
The war just kept going. I think I'm like 30 issues behind or something. Because that war seemed like it was going on forever. With that character who's going to be on the show.
You're breaking up, Michael.
What's that?
You're breaking up.
Am I?
Yeah, I thought it was just me.
That's weird.
You're cracking up, Mike.
Wow. You guys are all clear.
Hey, you're still like a Cylon in between.
Really? Man, I'm plugged in, too. That's crazy.
Why don't you tell us about the Musketeers, and we'll tell you if we can hear you.
Well, everybody else can hear me because I'm recording properly. Matt might not be able to hear me, but you can hear it on the recording later. So the Musketeers came back. Obviously, Peter Capaldi no longer on it because he's Doctor Who now. And
I was going to say, I wonder what he's doing.
Yeah, he's not the Cardinal.
Yeah, they just killed him off.
Yeah, so they just gave him like a heart attack or something. And he's gone. And they kind of just basically replaced him with a young guy who wants to bang the Queen. It's still a fun show. It loses a lot without Capaldi, definitely. He's just so good that I really think it loses some with it without him. And they brought back one of the female villains from last year. I think that's kind of played out, and it's a little, I don't know, felt a little stale bringing her back as opposed to doing something fresh. But other than that, I mean, it's been fine. It's been entertaining enough. Nothing spectacular, nothing. Just a fun ride, a fun romp of a show.
Yeah, I haven't finished the first season. I don't know if I ever will.
I really liked the. I thought the first season got really good, and because I thought Capaldi was a really good villain. And I thought that first season played out well. I'm not sure how the second season's going to play out. It's solid, but, you know, losing Capaldi was big. Definitely say that.
Right. I just wanted to read. Matt has some Twitter or some feedback in the notes. He said that you should watch The Edge of Tomorrow. Simon Pegg. Oh, wait. The World's End.
The World's End. I watched The Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, I said, spoiler alert, I have Edge of Tomorrow feedback, so I'm not sure what that means. Simon Pegg, The World's End, and you should see it because it's awesome. More like better watch it! So Matt says, I'm wrong, so I must be, because he's way smarter than me about this stuff. So apparently you should watch it.
See?
What do I know? I like Paddington Bear.
I like Paddington Bear.
Sorry, I just didn't. Matt's the only one in there. You don't want to leave them all alone.
I know.
And he says he has Edge of Tomorrow feedback. Did he send something in?
He says, spoiler alert, I have Edge of Tomorrow feedback. Come on, Matt, where is it?
I'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
Edge of Tomorrow. Oh, let's wait and see what he says when it catches up.
I'll have to check my email. Yes. Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yes. Let's see.
Oh, the Better Watch, it was for Better Call Saul.
Yes.
Not for...
That was, oh, you didn't get that part?
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was, watch it.
I thought that was pretty obvious.
You better watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, yoy, yoy.
Alrighty, here we go.
Hey, Chatterbox, it's your old buddy Matt giving you some last-minute post-birthday feedback for you. I've been checked out some movies, read a few books, and I watched a TV show, so let's just get into it. One little bit of feedback I keep putting off. This movie I got around to watching around Christmas, but I keep forgetting about it with the feedback. I finally got around to watching Edge of Tomorrow, the Tom Cruise blockbuster from the past summer that underperformed at the box office and a lot of people felt didn't deserve to. And yeah, I totally agree. This movie was a lot of fun. Maybe it was a terrible title. Maybe it also reminded me of Escape from Tomorrow, which, as Michael can vouch for me, is unwatchable.
Oh, that was so horrible. Jesus.
Solid popcorn fun. I mean, definitely check that one out. Movie-wise, I haven't been out to the movies a lot recently, but the last movie I saw in the theaters was Inherent Vice, the latest from P.T. Anderson, starring Joaquin Phoenix. This was a strange one. I was warned well ahead in advance that the movie made no sense. I mean, I from it. Not being a stoner, it's a very strange film, but it's interesting. It's definitely not going to be for everybody. But there's some really good acting, some interesting shot choices. There's this one moment where a character reacts to a photograph, and it is worth the price of admission. I don't know. I've also been doing a bit of reading. I finished The Disaster Artist. It's Greg Sestero's account of the behind-the-scenes making of The Room, which is kind of a legendary so-bad-it's-good movie. And, yeah, this book was really entertaining. I mean, I definitely recommend watching the movie first. I mean, the movie is really terrible, but it is fascinating in how terrible it is. And I think that's the only way you'd buy what happens in the book. Like, the book is even more insane, like, what happens and how Tommy Wiseau, the insane, who knows where he's from, auteur behind this movie, and how he just has a vision and refused to deny it even when it makes no sense. And I wish there was more stuff after The Room got released and became kind of a cult movie, because it's so fascinatingly terrible. But the story of the Room is really interesting, and it's apparently going to be made into a movie, and I really want to see how they can pull that one off. Another book I just finished was The Lies of Locke Lamora by Scott Lynch. It's the first in his Gentleman Bastard series. This is the first book is kind of tells parallel stories about the rise of the title character from being this discarded orphan, and how he's how this kind of master con artist takes him under his wing and teaches him how to be a con man and how to pull, scams and all that kind of stuff. And running alongside that is the title character in as a grown-up, now leading the Gentleman Bastards, as they find themselves face-to-face with a mysterious man who's for people who are sick of every fantasy being English-based, this one is Italian kind of based, so it's an interesting change of pace. And there's also a little bit of sci-fi as opposed to just full-on fantasy, but it's a really good book, and once it gets going, it's a hard one to put down. Last, I want to talk real quick about the Venture Brothers TV special that aired in between since you guys last recorded. It's been almost 2 years since the last Venture Brothers aired. Hard to believe. I mean, this show is taking Sopranos-esque length hiatuses, but if they, you know, come back with episodes or specials like this one, it's worth it. And this special was fantastic. I mean, it's not an episode I would recommend a new viewer tune into, because if you do, it's going to make no sense, because Venture Brothers has probably the densest mythology on TV. Like, there's just so much going on, so many well-developed characters, and this special, in a way, could have been, like, a series finale, or at least a functional one, and I hope it's not another 2 years before season six, but if it's another long wait, this one certainly helped tie me over. All right, I'm pretty sure I'm probably running around, like, 5 minutes, so I'm going to wrap this up. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, sir.
Matt always has such good feedback. Wait,
when he said it had been 2 years, I think he was going to say it had been 2 years since we had last recorded.
Maybe it has.
That was what I was waiting for. I was like, oh, here comes that. Here comes the punchline. But no, he did not go there. So. Oh gosh. I think that's the only feedback we have, I believe.
As far, the rest of you are lazy bums.
Yes. As far as I know, that is all the feedback we have.
So what's the serial update?
Yeah.
I think, did we talk about that?
Oh,
I guess we talked about it a bit. Chance
said, yeah.
That's pretty much it. Did we talk about Marco Polo? Ha ha ha.
Hey, Rob, have you finished the Dresden Files yet?
No, I just finished the which one did I finish? Summer Night.
Okay. Finished. Oh, so you're just getting into where it starts
In early days. Yeah. It was really good. I just finished
it. Oh, it starts ramping up after that Great Peril, so the stakes get worse. Like, yeah.
I've heard. Yeah, I can't wait to listen to the next one.
I had forgotten that you had shared those with me, actually, and I found them in my Dropbox the other day. I'm going to listen.
You should totally listen.
I think I put the entire series on audiobook version and just give it all to you guys.
You did. Thank you so much.
It is funny. I'm going to like a convention sometime this summer, and James Marsters is going to be there, and it's like, I'm excited to see him because of the Dresden Files, not because like I didn't watch Buffy or like.
Yeah, I didn't never seen Buffy until after I heard him speak this. So I'm like, all I can think about, I can't think of Spike anymore. I think of him as that.
Yeah, as Dresden. Yeah, I would be like, oh my god, you're Harry Dresden. He's probably like doesn't really get that too often. So
actually, he gets a lot now. Recently. Does he? Yeah, because a bunch of people love him. Like, reading it, like, there was a revolt because of book 13, like, 13th book, he couldn't do it, so they had John Glover read it instead, and everyone was on hell of a handbasket about it, and they just were, like, going off, like, how they wanted him back.
Ugh, I don't even know if I could listen to it without him, honestly.
It's hard as hell to listen to it, especially because John Glover tries to make it sound so regal.
Maybe he'll go back and do it one day.
Well, he does. He did came back after that.
Oh, but I mean, to do the 13th one, I was saying. Like, re-record it before I get up to that book. I'll tell him to do that.
Awesome.
Yeah, too bad that TV show wasn't good at all.
Yeah, that didn't even last the season, did it?
Oh
no, I think it lasted like 13 episodes.
Yeah,
because
like that,
they had like the stupidest producer on it who wanted to turn it into like a charm to rip off.
Oh god.
Yeah, no good.
But supposedly it's in talks right now with HBO to be their new series to pick up after to replace True Blood.
Oh, that would be awesome, because cool. I think they could do a great job with that.
So yeah, I think it would be better suited for HBO, because it's not like it should be like shit gets dire. Like it's not like all happy go lucky. Like it's
oh no, yeah, this is bloody and it's very like yeah. Like that.
Yeah. That yeah, that's a good place for it. I hope that happens.
Yeah, and it has I think it had a lot of potential. It just came out at the wrong time. You know what I mean? For what it was, unfortunately. And what he's the cop on Arrow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I never knew he was like I think he's like British or something. Which
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Weird because like you see him on Arrow and even on that show I think he does it like a American accent. It's like it's so good. Like even now, even knowing, like I can't hear like it doesn't sound like it sounds like that's his real accent.
Yeah, he does very so well. Good. Yeah, he definitely does it very well.
Are we out of stuff?
I think that's all I got. It's, you know, it's so weird because it's only 9:30. It's completely.
I know. It feels like usually we just be starting now. So
we can do this earlier if you want.
Wow, it is way throwing me off here.
I'm done by dinner time.
This is awesome. I'll be to bed at a normal hour.
Wow, thank you, Jason, for setting us on course.
Man.
Yeah, we need to have him more on more often to get our asses in gear.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, I think you guys got like you are streaming correctly at first, too. I mean, this is the first of everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I actually had time to come downstairs and get everything set up ahead of time, and then we started on time, relatively, and wow. It's just, whoa, I don't know what's going on. What's happening here?
But, it's like you finally got your ass into gear.
Yeah, exactly. It's weird.
Took what a couple of years to get into it.
We'll screw it up next time.
Now we're in our stride. Man.
Yeah, in our stride.
We got this podcasting thing down.
And next thing you know, you ruined it next week.
Oh man. Oh, Rob, are you going down to Raleigh this year? Speaking of that,
you know, I wanted to, but you're going to be in Florida.
Yeah.
So I can't hop a live no, with you.
Not unless you fly to Orlando and drive back with I us. We could always, if you feel like flying to Orlando, you can always hop in the car.
I'd love to make it. I have to see if I can swing the days off or like how I'm going to get there and stuff. So.
Yeah. How's the new job?
Oh, it's been great. It's awesome. I actually have off tomorrow for Lincoln's birthday because, you know, the British don't really know. We don't really celebrate Lincoln's birthday. Like
I used to get that as a holiday up until like 2 years ago.
You know we should. Why should Washington get the day off?
You
right?
used to get both of them, and actually when MLK became a holiday, that's when they took
They took Lincoln's away.
Yeah,
that's no, they bullshit. Made it to one, and they just made President's Day.
Yeah, they combined for President's Day and then MLK. Day.
Well, you know what? I think Lincoln deserves his own day because of the Emancipation Proclamation. Yep. That's why.
Well, fucking Chris Christie took Lincoln's birthday away from me. I used to get both. Up until like 2-3 years ago, I used to get both days.
Yeah, so I know. Well, you know, so we kind of, like, I don't want to say we fooled them, but, you know, we might have stretched the truth a little bit.
Nothing wrong with that.
Lincoln's important. I need to celebrate his birth.
It's actually my religious holiday.
There you go.
Yes, I am a member. I'm a Lincolnist.
The Lincolnist. The Lincolnites.
It's a holy day tomorrow.
Well, ever since corporate America took us over, all they've done is take away holiday days. But we somehow in Canada, we had Boxing Day. It was a national holiday. Everybody liked it. It was the day after Christmas. It was perfect to lie around your pajamas and eat stuff that was left. Well, they have taken it away from us. The government apparently had a vote a few years ago and took it away from us when no one was paying attention.
What?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I'm not very happy about it. So I'm going to fight to get it back.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to start an online petition.
Well, if you find your way to Raleigh, I can give you a ride back at least.
Aww. There you go. You can air miles it to Raleigh.
Yeah, you can. You can hang with Connor in the back seat.
That could be comfortable.
What day are you leaving? Like, when are you heading back?
We'll be leaving Sunday because we got to get back for. Actually, we got to leave in the morning on Sunday because my nephew's first birthday party is Sunday afternoon.
Oh God.
Yeah. So there's that.
All right. I'll see.
Yeah, but we'll be there through the whole, you know, Saturday night thing, so.
Yeah, I would only be able to be there like for Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, if you find a way down there. I know the actually Amtrak runs there.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Huh. I'll have to consider. I'll have to look at my options.
Yeah, just let me know. We'll be driving through one way or the other.
Cool. Very cool.
You can play Minecraft on the iPad in the back seat if you like.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
It's just too expensive for me to get there from
here. Oh, from there? Oh, yeah. You're going all the way across the country. I mean, that's like, it's a crazy town.
Can't get anywhere in your country for less than $650, I swear.
Although, speaking of, I believe Will is coming out.
Is he on them?
Yeah, I believe so, if I'm not mistaken.
So maybe he'll swing down to Seattle and pick me up, and we can drive cross-country.
There you go.
What do you think, Will?
I don't think he's driving.
Yeah, that'd be like a 10-day trip.
That would be a hell of a trip for Raleigh, yeah. It'd be a 2-week Raleigh trip. Raleigh isn't, it's still just Raleigh. I don't know if it's worth 2 weeks. 2 days? Perfect.
Well, I know what Rob and I are doing. Yeah, bitter Raleigh. There you go, Matt. Matt's got it right. We'll do a bitter Raleigh.
There you go. Bitter Raleigh. Do bitter Raleigh on Friday night to raise money for Raleigh on Saturday night. That's true.
If you want to get on the call, you have to pay. The problem is the technology. Like, nothing yet will let us get as many people in as we want. It has a limit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, when you start
getting... Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like, what, 10-plus people? It gets tough. Mm-hmm. That's kind of funky.
Yeah.
Really, once you get past like 5 or 6, it's really, you're stretching it, to say the least.
And then Robin does trivia, and I don't know any of the answers. I just keep saying, pass!
Pass.
Is it my turn again? Pass!
Oh, man.
I'm just here for the entertainment. All right. Well, I guess we should let Jason go to work,
because
he's got vampires to diary about.
There you go. He's got... vampires to take care of.
Yeah. Werewolves.
It's gonna be a great day.
Cinnamon Altoids. Wait, wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Fantastical. Thank you so much for joining us. Do you want to pimp yourself out? Where can people find you? I know you have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, which I haven't updated in so long.
Oh, okay.
But actually, I'm going to be I'll actually be posting stuff about it on my Twitter. So if you guys want to follow me, it's JJSamuel90.
I already follow you. It's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah, you're too one late. Of 50,000 people now following me. It's kind of weird.
That's crazy. How do you get that many followers? I have
124. Being tagged in a photo.
Oh, yeah.
I was tagged in a photo on the cast. That's why.
That'll do it.
So now they think you're like who's this guy? Maybe think they like you're gonna be on the show. Like you're gonna be like a new cast member. Like we have to follow.
No, they know I work on the show. That's why.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Oh, so they want to hit you up for. They want to get like insider information.
Right? Yeah. That's what they want.
That makes sense.
That's awesome. Well, I only have 924, and that's more than I can handle. So.
Wow.
Oh no, I was happy with having under 1,000, and now I'm like, I feel weird about posting something.
You have to be like super careful.
Now you got to consider what you're posting.
Oh God, not me. I just post whatever the hell I want. It's hilarious. And I don't post very often. And most of the time it's pictures of dogs.
Yeah, most of our old like podcast family is like pretty much off Twitter now.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? I wonder why we all stopped using it, because I think it just takes a lot of time.
Yeah, I use it here and there. I don't use it as much, but I still use it to talk to some people.
Yeah, but it's hard to get into like the fun conversations we used to have.
Oh yeah, sure, for sure.
Like, it turned into like that. We literally had to like have like so many tags inside the thing.
Or yeah.
Hashtag articles.
All you can say is hi.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
That's funny. I miss the days we used to say good morning to each other.
Yeah, that was getting rough for a while there. Remember that?
Yeah. Who can we cut out?
Yeah, you gotta edit this down.
That's funny. All right, well, we should let Jason get on with it. Thanks so much.
Thank you guys for having me.
Ooh, yeah, it was really awesome to hear the insider scoop.
Yeah, that was cool. I liked hearing that.
Oh, Pharrell's hat.
Tim Pharrell's hat. Which one? Man of many hats.
That's true. And thank you, Matt, again for the feedback. And thank you, gentlemen, again for the show.
Yeah.
You can sort of find us. Where do we want to tell anyone where they can find us? Or they, we already know that, right?
They already know if they're listening.
You know it.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Later.
Adios.
See you next year.